This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am despicable, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. I'm Joe Mazzig, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the solution. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. And, you know, I listen to people out there on a daily basis. And I'm watching Facebook and other places. And I watch the conversations they have. They're spewing the party line in most cases. Stop it. Get informed. That way you can get engaged, and it doesn't sound like you're just a spokeshole for the Republican Party. Not that you guys are necessarily. But get some facts and move forward with it. And again, I wouldn't argue with these people over and over and over again. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about that circus they had today. The fake. Look, there's no other name for it. Let's be honest about it, right? When you think about what took place today, and you heard what was said, first of all, you had a bunch of bureaucrats, security bureaucrats, talk about how great foreign policy has been over the last 25 years. And Trump has turned that all on its head. Well, here's the problem. It hasn't been that great. Look at all the turmoil that took place in Europe over, you know, the last 12 plus years. In the Middle East. Right? I mean, this is a shit. When they say this kind of stuff, when they say that this president has turned our you know, foreign policy on its head, well, good. Good. Please, do it some more. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. It's a whole bunch you could do over there. And, you know, really, if you go over to the website, give me your email address, because I send out an email once a week. I think we got it fixed. I think it was working again. If you didn't get one this week, go back in, sign up for it right on the website, therealside.com. The other thing is the, if you want to have text alert, I can't keep calling them texting. If you want a text alert, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. We're going to talk in the second hour and about California politics and still how bad it is. How terrible it is. It really is. It's really a debacle here in California. And I don't know if we can turn it around, but this guy's been at it for a long time. We're going to have him discuss. We're also going to talk a little bit more about ex-Representative Katie Hill and her current escapades. I mean, seriously, she's going to use all the money she can to prove to people that this was, I don't know, revenge porn. And I'm going to say what I always say. There's more skin on the beach in California on any single woman than there was in those pictures. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. I don't even know how to, this is just too much fun for one person to have. We're going to eat up a lot of the time in talking about some of the, what do you want to call it? Because they weren't testimonies. Not in my book. This is kind of a joke what they went through today, what they were doing. And calling a hearing. And they actually called it a hearing with a straight face, which I find even more exciting. This was the if you watch what's the Shifty Schiff's face today, you can just see all over his face that he is in over his head, and he knows that we have him, but he doesn't know what to do about it. It's real simple. Just come forward. Just give it up. When you see what's going on, when you hear what's going on there, you're not gonna be able to do anything but laugh at this stuff. And the sad part about it is that most people who are into this as much as we are on a regular basis really don't know what's going on, and that's even more sad, right? So here's a clip. We can thank the Epoch Times for this, and you can hear. We'll start right with them swearing them in, because that's always a good place to start. Don't you think we can all giggle together? Now watch this. I will bet you it won't work the first time. Here we go.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Let the record show that the witnesses answered.
They nodded their heads. They're not going to say, so help you God, because they can't duck lightning that fast. You know what I'm saying?
Answered in the affirmative. Thank you, and please be seated.
Mr. Chairman, before we hear from the witnesses, I have a...
All right, now pay attention here, because the chairman's going to get challenged from day one, from right off the bat. This is so fun.
Parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman will state her parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Chairman, when can we anticipate a response to our November 9th letter requesting certain individual witnesses to be called?
Now, you've got to pay attention. You can't just listen to this, because she asked a very specific question. The Republican witnesses, when will they be called? Take a listen.
The gentlewoman should be aware that three of the witnesses the minority has requested are scheduled for next week.
Those were your witnesses, Mr. Chairman.
No. Read. Those are yours, not ours. We didn't ask for them. You did.
What about the additional six witnesses?
The gentlewoman may inquire about additional witnesses or make a request for a vote on additional witnesses following the witness testimony.
And, Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order under HRES 660.
Gentlewoman will state her point of order.
Mr. Chairman, will you be prohibiting witnesses from answering members' questions as you have in the closed-door depositions?
As the gentlewoman should know, if she was present for the
deposition. Which I was, Mr.
Chairman. Some of them, yes.
Correct.
Yes, and the gentlewoman... And the Maroney will be back right after the break. I'm Joe Bessie, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROACHO, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for joining us there. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, you want text alerts? TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Head up to the website for stories and all kinds of other things you get involved in. Okay, so we're talking about the impeachment circus today. And, you know, Shifty Schiff is all over the place. He really, seriously, he's trying to run this. If it was up to him, it would be three bangs in the gavel. The president would be impeached, tarred, feathered, and then hung. Really, these guys are so full of hate. You can see it. They have so much disdain for the other side. You can see it. But it's important that some of you, you know, you're working during the day, you can't listen to stuff all day long. So we've got a couple of bits and pieces, a couple of clips here. Let's listen and have some, well, I'm having fun with them. I don't know about you guys.
The only times I prevented witnesses from...
Now, the gentle lady has asked him if he's going to interrupt Republicans from asking questions like he did in the secret hearing. He is now trying to figure out an answer to this.
Answering questions along with our counsel was when it was apparent that members were seeking to out the whistleblower. We will do everything necessary to protect the whistleblower's identity, and I'm disturbed to hear members of the committee who have in the past voiced strong support for whistleblower protections seek to undermine those protections by outing the whistleblower.
He's not a whistleblower! That's why.
Mr. Chairman, only one member and their staff on this committee has direct knowledge of the identity of the whistleblower.
The will suspend.
Yeah, I love how, don't you love how he says, yeah, you do everything you can to protect the identity of the whistleblower. You already put it out there. It's already out there. It's all over the place. He put it out there. He didn't redact it from the information he released. Hello?
You asked a parliamentary inquiry, and I am responding. Or point of order, I'm responding. We will not permit the outing of the whistleblower, and questions along those lines, counsel will inform their clients not to respond to. If necessary, I will intervene. Otherwise, I want members to feel free to ask any questions they like.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry. This is an opportunity for members to
and get all
ask
the rest
any questions they
record.
Like. The gentleman is not recognized.
Mr. Conaway, Mr. Chairman.
I'm responding to the gentlewoman's point of order. Otherwise, members will have every opportunity to ask any questions they like. Mr. Conaway, do you seek recognition for what purpose?
I seek recognition to make a motion that we actually subpoena the whistleblower for a closed-door, secret deposition so that the questions that should be appropriately asked the whistleblower by our side and your side may be asked. And I would prefer that rather than it be your single decision, that the committee speak to that issue rather than just the chairman. And I move that we...
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we'd like to do this in a fashion that's transparent and gives everybody a chance to actually ask the proper questions that need to be asked of this so-called whistleblower. What do you think? Not going to happen.
I think the gentleman, it won't be my single decision.
The whistleblower.
It won't be my single decision. We will entertain a motion to...
It was your single decision.
Subpoena any witness, but after the witnesses have had an opportunity to testify, that
sure.
Motion will be in order, but that motion will be suspended until after the witnesses.
Right, thank you, sure.
Mr. Chairman, do you anticipate when we would vote
what
on
what purpose
that?
Does Mr. Jordan seek recognition?
Just to ask a clarifying question, do you anticipate when we might vote on the ability to have the whistleblower in front of us, something you, of the 435 members of Congress, you are the only member who knows who that individual is, and your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
But that couldn't happen. He doesn't know who the whistleblower is. Jim, are you drinking again?
First, as the gentleman knows, that's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower, and I'm determined to make sure that...
It's in the paperwork that you hit. See... The lie. Got to keep exposing the lies. Keep poking them in the head. Look, you can't have it both ways. You can't lie about it. They want this president so bad, they're willing to use the Constitution and their rules as toilet paper.
That identity is protected. But as I said to Mr. Conaway, you'll have an opportunity after the witnesses testify to make a motion to subpoena any witness and compel a vote. And with that... I now recognize the witnesses.
All right. Yes, I know. It just gets better and better, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, in case you missed this.
Do you anticipate when we might vote on the ability to have the whistleblower in front of us, something you... Of the 435 members of Congress, you are the only member who knows who that individual is, and your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
Here comes the lie.
First, as the gentleman knows, that's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower, and I'm determined to make sure that identity is protected. But as I said to Mr. Conaway, You'll have an opportunity after the witnesses testify to make a motion to subpoena any witness and compel a vote.
Do you anticipate when we might vote on?
Stop it. But you think about this. These guys are lying out in the open. That's the part I love about it. Jim, guys like Jim Jordan I love because they're going to keep nailing him. They're going to stay on this, and they're going to keep nailing them until they come up with the truth. He does know who they are. He's worked with the whistleblower. He's spoken with the whistleblower face-to-face. He had the whistleblower's name in the paperwork that he had that he accidentally gave out. And I'll bet you money there isn't one den that's going to call him on the carpet. Not one. Because that would make them look bad, number one. See, again, these guys don't stop. When we come back at the break, I don't want to play the whole thing. I'm going to play a good portion of it, though. We're going to play a couple of fiery clashes, right? On whether Trump even committed an impeachable offense. They still don't know what the offense is. They still don't have a charge that they're going after, right? It might be this. I mean, what did Schiff say earlier in an interview? Well, it might be bribery. It might be, I mean, give me a break. Why don't you come up with something and then go look for it? Right? What do you think? I don't know. It's just amazing. And the American people, I might be a little out in Candyland here. But I think if the American people see this, they watch it, they pay attention. I really believe that they're going to see it and they're going to see just how crazy it is. Do you know what I'm saying? Just how crazy these proceedings are. If you want to nail the president, then come up with a charge. What did he do? And then go to the evidence to prove he did it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help, seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, tells the House Intelligence Committee that one of his aides heard President Trump in a phone call. He said President Trump was asking EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland about the investigation. Taylor says the aide asked Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
At the White House, President Trump says he doesn't remember that call.
I know nothing about that. First time I've heard it.
Republicans like Jim Jordan say Democrats have no more than second and third hand knowledge.
American people see through all this. They understand the facts support the president. They understand this process is unfair. And they see through the whole darn sham.
On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow was up 92 points. The S&P 500 was up 2, and the Nasdaq down 4 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You are some messed up white people.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a boy.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, be part of the solution. Make sure that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you have the information. Please, please don't be tweeting and Facebooking and all that fun stuff when you only have, you've read one headline. Don't do it. Anyway, we're working through some of the circus events today at the in D.C. at Congress. And it is. You know, when you think about this, absolutely no proof, none, zip, none, niente, nothing when it comes to proof that the president committed a real crime. You know, and the funny thing about it is that most people don't know that impeachment, really the Congress can make the crimes up as they go. Not joking, I'm serious. There is no actual definition for high crimes and misdemeanors. What's a high crime? What's it, robbing the liquor store while you, after you smoke two joints? What's a high crime? Anyway, I thought what we're going to do is, you know, I mean, some of this is just nuts. Right? So here you go. When somebody asks the question, what is he guilty? What has he done? The answers are just mind-boggling.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield my time to the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Ratcliffe.
Thank you. I thank the gentleman, and I thank you both for being here. It's obvious from your testimony today that you both care a great deal about U.S.-Ukraine relations. It's also very clear that you're optimistic about President Zelensky. Ambassador Taylor, you related one of his first acts in office was to remove immunity from deputies, which had long been a source of corruption. I know you had a number of personal dealings with him. Has he given you any reason to question his honesty or his integrity?
No, sir.
In your prior deposition...
Now, this is great. So, he's given you no reason to question him. Question his integrity, question his honor, or anything like that. So when he says, and I don't know where he's going with this because I haven't heard this part yet. So when he says he doesn't feel pressured, why wouldn't you believe him? That would be my next question. Take a listen.
I asked you, and I'll read it directly. If nobody in the Ukrainian government is aware of a military hold at the time of the Trump-Zelensky call, then as a matter of law and as a matter of fact, there can be no quid pro quo based on military aid. And to your knowledge, nobody in the Ukrainian government was aware of the hold. And your answer was, that is correct. Is that still your testimony?
Mr. Ratcliffe, at some point in September.
I'm talking about July 25th.
July 25th. Sorry. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. They did not know this.
All right. And as it turns out, President Zelensky agreed with you. On October 10th, President Zelensky held a press marathon with over 300 reporters where he said repeatedly and consistently over hours and hours that he was not aware of a military hold during the July 25th call. In fact, in his official press release from the Ukrainian government available on his website that I'll be introducing into the record, he said, "Our phone conversation bears no relations to arms. They blocked the provision of military assistance prior to our telephone conversation, but the issue had not been discussed during our conversation. I mean, I didn't even know."
Wow. He must have been a liar. Or the guy in the... Or Ambassador Taylor's a liar. Somebody's lying. I want to know who it is.
So, now, in addition to confirming that because he had no knowledge of it, there was no quid pro quo involving military aid during that call, President Zelensky went on to confirm a number of things, that there was no pressure, that there were no conditions, that there were no threats on military aid. There were no conditions or pressure to investigate Burisma or the 2016 election, that there was no blackmail, that there was no corruption of any kind.
Wow, this president must be one heck of a liar, huh?
During the July 25th call, again, from his official press release. "Therefore, there was no blackmail because it was not the subject of our conversation with the President of the United States. There were no conditions on the investigation, either because of arms or the situation around Burisma Company." He told Reuters there was no blackmail. He told the L.A. Times there was no pressure or blackmail from the United States. He told Japan's Kyoto News, "I was never pressured and there were no conditions being imposed." He told ABC News and the BBC, "I'm against corruption. This is not corruption. It was just a call." The Ukrainian president stood in front of the world press and repeatedly, consistently, over and over again, interview after interview, said he had no knowledge of military aid being withheld, meaning no quid pro quo, no pressure, no demands, no threats, no blackmail, nothing corrupt. And unlike the first 45 minutes that we heard from the Democrats today, that's not secondhand information. It's not hearsay. It's not what someone overheard Ambassador Sondland say. That was his direct testimony.
Now, isn't that interesting? He's harping on the fact that this testimony is specific from the ambassador, right? First-hand knowledge from what he heard and what he said, the ambassador himself speaks and says there was nothing there. And the Democrats want to say, well, it doesn't matter because we have a witness who heard it second, third, fourth, and fifth hand that's not the truth. See, this is the delusion that's been going on for over 3 years. The president's guilty. He should go to jail. He should be impeached. He should be tarred and feathered. He should be, you know, hung from three different hanging levels. I mean, they hate him. They hate that they have just coming off them. It's disgusting. So, I mean, I'm really serious. I want you really to think about this with anybody else. The ambassador, the guy involved in this says, no, that's not what was said. That's not what was done. That was not what it was. And he's the liar. The whistleblower who heard it maybe third, fourth, fifth hand, it's hearsay for all intents and purposes. They're guessing at what he said. He has to be telling the truth. I'm telling you, people, they use a different dictionary than we do.
Ambassador Taylor, do you have any evidence to assert that President Zelensky was lying to the world press when he said those things? Yes or no?
Yes, Mr. Ratcliffe. If I can respond.
My time is short.
Your time?
Yes or no?
That's right. I have no reason to doubt what the president said in his...
Okay. Very good. So,
the president of Ukraine is not a liar. I got it. All right. We got that? Got that. Good.
In this impeachment hearing today, where we impeach presidents for treason or bribery or other high crimes, where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout out.
Look, if they're looking at each other going, I'm not going to answer that. You going to answer that? I'm not going to answer that. Are you going to answer that? No, I'm not going to.
Now, anyone?
Mr. Ratcliffe, give up.
Come on. This is great. Neither one of them will say anything because there's nothing there.
I can just respond. Let me just reiterate that I'm not here.
I've got 1 minute left.
I know you only got a minute left. I've just got 30 seconds.
You asked the witness a question. The witness I'll withdraw the question. Let me just
And I'm not here to take one side or the other. That's your decision.
Ambassador, let me answer this. Let me ask you this question.
The general will suspend.
Spend the time.
Ambassador Taylor, would you like to answer the question?
Suspend the time, please. I withdrew the question.
The gentleman will suspend. We will suspend the clock.
Suspend the clock.
Suspend the clock.
1 minute, please.
Ambassador Taylor, would you like to respond to the question?
Mr. Ratcliffe, I would just like to say that I'm not here to do anything having to do with to decide about impeachment. That is not what either of us are here to do. This is your job.
Will you restore,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Restore time to the clock to 1 minute?
No, but you may continue 22 seconds.
We're going to steal time for you. We're not giving it back. It's too bad. Deal with it.
Fine. Mr. Ambassador, I think everyone knows that House Democrats have made up their mind to impeach one president. The question that we've just learned is whether or not they're prepared to impeach two. Because to be clear, if House Democrats impeach President Trump for a quid pro quo involving military aid, they have to call President Zelensky a liar. If they impeach him for abusing his power or pressuring or making threats or demands, they have to call President Zelensky Amen. A liar to do it. If they impeach President Trump for blackmail or extortion or making threats or demand, they have to call President Trump a liar to do it. I yield back.
I'm no genius on this show, okay? And the bottom line is, it's exactly true. It's exactly right. If they try to impeach the president on an issue that another president said didn't exist, they're calling that other president a liar. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We're going to finish up on the other side. Representative Castro on another planet. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, Daniel.
We are back. This is Real Time on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. And, hearing Shifty Shift talk, but really seriously, it makes it hard to choke down lunch, doesn't it? Remember, this is the guy who lied, and he's been lying to the American people. Time after time and time again, he's pushing this fake impeachment, this impeachment hunt. Because it is a hunt. There's nothing they have, and they're trying to make something out of nothing, and they're going to look for even more. Think about where they started and where they're at right now. Where did they start with this whole investigation? Where are they at right now? He lied to the American people when he said that he had evidence the president colluded with Russia. Remember, he said he saw it with his own eye. I don't know. He looks like he has a hard time seeing anything, but he saw it with his own eyes. So if he saw it with his own eyes, if he was able to tie the president to it, then isn't he committing treason by not telling us or showing us what that was? He lied when he made the fake phone call. Remember he said that the President Trump had with the Ukraines? No, come on. You could say it was a joke and whatever, but he didn't start it off that way. He didn't say that. And he's lying to the American people again to push another bogus impeachment, another witch hunt. I don't even think he read the transcript. Play it like that. And I still say the same thing I've been saying for a long time. President Trump needs to declassify and start releasing investigative papers all the way back to, I don't know, Fast and Furious, through the email server. I would do them all. Let them run around and do nothing but defend themselves for the next 4 years while he's in office. We're going to go to Ed in Washington. Ed, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was watching these proceedings, and they remind me of another favorite thing the Democrats like was the Jim Crow laws.
Oh.
And the way that they conducted things in our particular part of the country, because mm-hmm. they were upset of the freedoms that we gave, finally, because it takes generations, you know, for right. people to move. But anyway, if these whistleblowers, like the first one, was so devastating in his remarks, and then when we were able to release contradictory, correct information, now he's out of the picture. But this next one now, are they both now, aren't they under witness protection because of their testimony? Because
no,
it seems like, you know,
the Dems
until
think they have them under, wait a minute, the Dems think they have them under witness protection.
Yeah,
they think they're
yeah,
supposed to protect these guys. They don't have to.
But which, the thing is, okay, I once gave leeway for testimony from someone on a case I was working on in the DOD. And the worst thing you can do as a whistleblower is there is retribution. The people, if they are allowed to stay in office, they will find a way that you won't make it to the next
sure.
budget. And that's just a fact of life. There's good people and bad people as
sure.
well as our
I
government.
Agree.
But this whole thing, this whole proceeding reminded me, again, of the Crow laws, the Jim Crow laws, and the way the courts and the police acted in regards to doing the very same thing that this committee is doing.
And Ed, who really enforced the Jim Crow laws? Do you remember what part
of
it
was? You know, it was the whole thing was done about the Democrats. They also imposed us going through the Civil War. They voted to separate from the Union. They were the ones that came up with the Jim Crow laws. They're the ones that promoted the Ku Klux Klan. All of these things were done not by freedom-loving Americans or anyone else, but the Democrats.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, thanks so much
yep.
for the call. I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Yeah. You know, Ed's right. I mean, when it comes to the Jim Crow laws especially, you really have to think about it. They were put into place to keep the black community down. You couldn't teach. And by the way, for some of you, back then, they weren't African-Americans. They didn't use such terms, all right? Anyway, they were meant to keep the black community down. Because it was illegal to teach a black person how to read. It was illegal to educate a black person because they were afraid. They knew if you educated them, they would be able to get themselves out of the situation they were in. Think about that. The Dems. All for the, you know, all for the minority community. Kind of, sort of, maybe. We'll talk about that more later on, but that's one of my favorite topics, is how again, they kept the black community down, and that's how they kept them under thumb. All right, so Representative Castro, one of my favorite guys. You got to hear his questioning of George Kent and Bill Taylor. And just, the man is lost. He's just so lost.
To our country. Listening to all the evidence, everything I've heard and read in this investigation, it seems to me that the President of the United States either committed extortion and bribery of a foreign official or attempted extortion and bribery of a foreign official.
The problem, though, Mr. Castro, I will call you because I don't think you represent much anybody, but the problem here is that the guy that you say he's trying to extort said he wasn't, that he didn't feel any pressure. He didn't even know that it didn't even know it was being held up for that reason, or may have been held up for that reason.
When President Trump got President Zelensky on the phone on July 25th, he was talking to a desperate man, wasn't he? President Zelensky was desperate to protect his country and make sure that he had foreign assistance from the United States. Is that right?
I want you to think about this. He's asking a couple of guys that know what our foreign policy is. He's trying to make it sound like there was a president groveling to our president because he needed so much help. And without it, well, God only knows what would have happened, you know?
President Zelensky is very interested in U.S. support, both assistance and political support.
What would have happened if the aid had gotten cut off, Ambassador? What would have happened to President Zelensky's career, and what would have happened to the Ukraine?
The assistance, if the assistance had been cut off, he would have been much weaker in his negotiations with the Russians. He would have been much weaker on the battlefield.
The Russians may have taken it as an invitation to actually take military action against Ukraine. Is that right?
Well, we know that was President Trump doing that to make sure. These guys are sick. They're just so sick.
The Russians always look for vulnerabilities, and they know that the United States has supported Ukraine. If the Russians determine or suspect that that support is lessened or not there, they will likely take advantage.
They could have pounced.
They could have taken advantage.
So he had a desperate man on the phone, and he asked a desperate man for a favor. And based on your testimony, it sounds like, begrudgingly, President Zelensky...
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like maybe they should have elected this guy because he obviously doesn't have the guts to be president. He obviously doesn't have what it takes to be president of Ukraine. Right? I mean, am I drinking or is that what you guys are getting too?
Zelensky may have actually agreed to do that favor and investigate the Bidens and Burisma. Is that right?
President Zelensky does say in the transcript that he will pursue the investigations.
So we know that President Trump asked for a favor to help his...
So he would pursue the investigation of the corruption of the 2016 election, which is what the Dems have been trying to do for 3.5 years or 3 years, and all of a sudden they're against it?
His political career, and it appears as though the president of the Ukraine agreed to that favor. Do we know why it didn't actually happen? Do we know why there was no announcement in front of CNN or to CNN about an investigation?
Well, first of all, don't you want to make the announcement in front of an actual news network? I'm just asking.
Mr. Castro, as we've determined, as we've discussed here, on September 11th, just before any CNN discussion or interview, the hold was released. The hold on the security systems was released.
But we don't. So the hold was released. Is it possible that the White House released that hold because they knew that a whistleblower had basically turned this in?
I don't know, sir.
These guys are making me crazy. I don't know how you guys can sit here with this stuff. It makes me... Here's the deal. He's not just leading the witness. He's got a hook in this guy's nose. And he's leading them all around the place to try to get him to say what he wants him to say. Is it possible this? Is it possible that? I don't know. My crystal ball's busted. I don't know about you guys. I mean, seriously. They want so bad to nail him. It is so. I guess the president in Ukraine, the ambassador of Ukraine, both liars. Tremendous liars. All right? The fact that it was an extremely corrupt government the last time around, they hated the fact that this current president of Ukraine said, I was elected to do what you're doing in D.C., which is drain the swamp. Every time they hear those words, they go into convulsions. Thank God. So we'll see your host. We're going to talk in the next hour about California and how it's slipping deeper and deeper into a dark legislative pit. We'll be back in a little bit.